Hi. Thanks. Yes, it is my first time here. I mean, not the neighborhood. I live a couple of blocks away. But to this restaurant, yes. I've never been in here before. Because I'm vegan. Yes, I know. This is a steakhouse. And yes, there are lots of other restaurants nearby. It's complicated, okay? Besides, I'm sure you've got something I can eat, like a nice salad. Let me check the menu. Caesar salad? Nope. Anchovies. The Greek salad has cheese. The Cobb? Ugh, ham and eggs. What is a chicken fried garden salad? Never mind. Maybe some sides. Mushrooms with bacon, potatoes with bacon, green beans with bacon, bacon wrapped, bacon topped with bacon. Do you have anything with bacon? Seriously, this menu is practically dripping with testosterone. Why don't you just bring me a glass of water to start, and I'll take a closer look. Thanks. Wow, my server is so hot. Nice smile, nice ass. Oh, careful, girl, careful. That's how you always get into trouble. The server is not on the menu. The menu. Let's see. How about their pastas? Spaghetti with meatballs, lasagna bolognese, linguine di mare, pesto pork pappardelle. Ah, does every dish come with a side of defibrillator? What? Oh no, I didn't make a joke about a defibrillator. I was just going to ask if you served D-rib grill of gator. Oh yeah, it's all the rage in New Orleans. Really, you can look it up. Thanks for the water. I'm glad it comes in a glass and not a hollowed out thigh bone. Ready to order? Well, not without compromising my principles. No, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to give you a hard time. Seriously, I love restaurants. I do. The whole ritual. Being escorted to the table, accepting the menus, ordering drinks, asking about the specials. What? Bread. You want to bring me bread? Was it made with butter? Oh, it's cheesy bread. So, yeah. No. Yes, I know about the vegan kitchen just across the street. It's great. Their Asian cucumber salad is to die for. It's got that tang and crunch. But yeah, I can't go there. I kind of had a fling with the owner. Well, I didn't know she was married. Seriously, I thought he was her brother. That drama was not the tang and crunch I wanted. The soup shop? Yeah, I've been there too. Great coconut zucchini bisque. It's better than sex. I mean, it's better than, well, okay, it is better than sex. At least better than sex with their soup chef. Let's just say he was all coconuts and no zucchini. The ramen joint? I love their spicy nibbles. I mean, noodles. Noodles? It just never occurred to me that her boyfriend wouldn't be into a three-way. The artesian baker? I'm pro-glutes, but non-gluten. Farm-to-table co-op? Good okra doesn't make up for bad oral. The corner deli? I shouldn't have made that joke about tongue on the menu, but the cafe was not my fault. When I said a hot and black, I meant the organically sourced coffee, not the barista. Honest. Look, I don't want you to get the idea that I'm easy. Wait, scratch that. I am incredibly easy. It's just that food turns me on, okay? The smells, the tastes, the textures. I'll take paprika over perfume any day, and cumin gets me coming. How could I not love the people who prepare it and serve it to me, too? I mean, that's like loving the pie and hating the a la mode. I mean, come on, look at you with your killer smile and tight black pants and cute little apron. Fuck. If you had a break coming up... You have a break coming up? Yes. Yes, I am absolutely following you. Where? Not to the kitchen, it's busy. I'm into intimate settings for two, not all-you-can-grab buffets. And here? Oh, oh. Oh, it smells amazing. Spice and sugar and hot apples. The dessert kitchen? The cooks here are on break too? Well, what the fuck are we waiting for? Get that apron off. What? You're serving me? Oh, yes, please. Let me get out of this skirt. Oh, fuck. Why did I have to wear tights? Hang on, let me... Yes, pull. Good. Now where do you... Oh, on your knees. Fuck. Your hands on my ass, your face. Oh, your tongue. Oh, your tongue. Yes. Yes. Right there. Oh, that's my sweet spot. Or is it salty? Oh, who fucking cares? Who fucking... cares? Did you ever earn your tip? And I just want to point out the irony of you eating my bush in the middle of a steak restaurant. I wonder if that makes you an honorary vegan. Yes, vegans do taste better. Now, how much time is left on your break? 'Cause I want to return the favor. Take off those pants, but leave the apron on. That's it. Maybe it's the ambiance, but I intend to treat you like a juicy piece of meat.